This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. That's actually where we're going to here in just a moment. If you're just now tuning in, the last call of the previous hour was Dave in New York calling for some womanly advice. And I understand, Dave, he wants to hear more female voices behind a microphone here on Free Talk Live. That's one of the few things that Dave and I agree on. I would love to have that happen. We just need more liberty-oriented ladies. Heck, I'd be all right if we had, like, a socialist lady come in here. We could argue with her or something like that. That'd be fun.
Sure.
More liberty ladies need to make the move to New Hampshire, and then, you know, if you're in the Keene area, we're probably going to put you on the air as long as you're not afraid of a microphone. So, it's Ian and nobody in the studio here tonight. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts, but first let's go to the phones where Lane is on the line listening to KTFS in, I believe, Texarkana. Lane, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Man, y'all have got about the weirdest show that I've ever heard. But
hey, just real quick, are you talking right into your phone? Because it sounds like... Okay, are you on like a headset?
I'm out in rural Arkansas. I'm on a family farm, so it may sound like crap.
Okay, we got you turned up now. It sounds better. Go ahead.
Okay. Y'all got about the weirdest show that I've ever heard, but hey, you're libertarian, so I've got a... friends like you guys, and you know, you guys are different, but anyway, I wanted to go to the Venezuela deal. You said $300 million that the Russians were bringing in to Venezuela.
$300 million in both euro and dollars. So yes.
Right. Okay, so do you not think that is to go, you know, I can't say the name of the two guys that are opposing each other down there, but don't you think that the Russians are trying to prop up the guy that lost the election, and that's the $300 billion of euros and American dollars that he's going to feed his forces with?
That's absolutely what the Russians are doing. The Russians definitely want Nicolas Maduro to stay in power because he is their tool. And they do not want Juan Guaido, who is the challenger to Maduro. Maduro is the current president. He's the guy who took over after Hugo Chavez and continued to run the country into the ground. Guaido is the challenger. He's backed by the United States, so likely he's on the take from the CIA or whatever, and so obviously the Russian government doesn't want him in there.
And,
go ahead.
But no, you go ahead.
Oh, I said most of these conflicts seem to be CIA versus KGB or whatever they call their intelligence service now, and Mossad just fighting proxy wars.
I understand. I just y'all glossed over the fact that maybe this money was to keep the fat cats happy, you know, that has an illegitimate election and they're still in power. I just wanted to throw it out that these guys are still in power because somebody is propping them up. And, you know, if we was to move on to the CIA guy, maybe it got better, maybe not, who knows.
Guaido, I think, he's just maybe arguably the lesser of two evils. I mean, if anything, he's a socialist too. So
exactly.
I don't know how much would really change if he were to be able to take control of the country.
Well, I've never heard any history on the guy, but nobody on radio will tell me any history on that guy. And so I don't know whether they're believing or not.
Well, you can't believe him. He's a politician. When he first showed up on the sort of the international news scene, they were saying that he did have some experience in Venezuela as an organizer. He had been, their equivalent of an MP or a representative or whatever. He's been around. I mean, he's not like he didn't come out of nowhere.
But the first guy is supposedly a bus driver that Cuba wanted, right?
You're talking about Nicolas Maduro. Yes, he was a bus driver in the past. That was one of his careers. He was Hugo Chavez's right-hand man when Chavez was the president down there. So you know, a lot of times they're going to bring somebody like a bus driver into a political party so they can make them look like, see, he's a common man. He's one of you. He was a bus driver.
And he's
you
a
can
nice
trust
puppet.
Him.
Exactly. So, hey, guys, I want y'all to have a good show. Y'all are doing really well.
Well, Lane, it's better now because you joined the show. Thank you for the call tonight.
I wanted to talk about nail polish, though.
Okay, go.
Toenail polish.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Love you. Thank you.
Oh, I thought
Bye.
You actually wanted to talk. Oh, that was what he had to say. Toenail polish.
No.
No, you didn't
want to
talk.
Go there.
Thank you for calling tonight. I appreciate it.
Jeez, bro.
Yes. All right. Hey, let's go to Vagina Terry, and she is on the line on our Discord server. Dave had asked for a woman's perspective on his question, which he'd asked earlier. This is our final caller in the second hour. Dave in New York had asked about complimenting a woman on her nail polish, which I had said, that's generally an acceptable thing to do. You see a woman in public and you want to say something nice, you can say something about her nail polish or something wrong
but
with that.
But the creepy thing, and this is why Dave comes off as creepy. He said, if you're walking past a woman in the supermarket, is it okay to compliment her nail polish? And it's like, yeah, I mean, if something stands out about something, sure, about somebody, and you're in their physical presence, sure, comment on it.
Right.
I mean, unless it's like a big zit. But then it turns out that that's not even the situation he wanted advice about. He wanted advice about calling into a YouTube show.
Well, right. So the first part was just asking or saying something about a woman's nail polish in public, in person. And then it became, oh, well, Dave was calling this show on YouTube and he was asking them, or the host of the show. Actually, he said the show doesn't take call-ins. So he must have been asking her off the air. He must have been like sending her messages or something off the air, the host of this other show that he was talking about. And then he was asking, is it okay to continually ask someone what color nail polish they have?
Yeah, and then it became a repeated question. But let's see
Vaginitarian has some thoughts. Go ahead. Calling from Virginia.
I most definitely have some thoughts. It's never okay to repeatedly ask a woman any kind of question like that. And I know that Dave in the past has asked a lot more personal questions than nail polish.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's a good thing he's switched from how a woman shaves to what color nail polish she's wearing.
Right, yeah. One of the previous questions he'd called about was whether or not it's okay to ask if a woman what color it is down there or if she shaves down there.
So in general, Dave doesn't know what to do with women is the absolute truth.
Yeah. So, oh, I didn't know about that. So he's in a bad way.
Yes, he is very bad when it comes to these things. Now, Vaginitarian, you know, were we right, though? It's okay to compliment a woman on her nail polish in person, right? Like, if you're standing at the cash register at a grocery store or whatever, and you notice that a lady's got a particularly nice nail job and you want to say something, totally fine in that circumstance, right?
Yeah, most definitely. And I was just joking with Taco Nick at how 99% of men are never even going to notice what color a woman's nails are,
definitely
if they
not.
Have a design or anything. So if a man actually happens to do it while you're out and about and it's in a polite way and it's not 100 times of a question, it's a very nice compliment.
Right, like, oh, hey, I really like your nail polish. That's a cool design or whatever.
It's only creepy when you do it on YouTube over and over and over again.
Very good. So basically you're backing us up on our answer, and I appreciate that, Vaginitarian. Was there anything else you wanted to say to Dave or anybody in his circumstance?
No. I just wanted to say that the ladies agree with you. It's a fine compliment, one-off, but don't go repeating it over and over again.
Thank you, Vaginitarian, for the call tonight. Appreciate the expertise. The toll-free number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And of course, you can bring up whatever it is you want, whether it's talking about the disaster of Venezuela, where Maduro is still under challenge from opposition politician Juan Guaido, according to the New York Post. And gasoline prices are, they say, a deadly serious matter in Venezuela. Roughly 300 people died back in 1989 during riots that erupted after the country's president at the time ordered a modest rise in fuel prices. We can continue with more. They were talking about how in order to buy gasoline in Venezuela, many people are trading cigarettes, snack chips, cooking oil, giving these things to the gas station attendants in return for full tanks.
Anything but that worthless currency.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Do you want to join the ultra-wealthy by using a 160-year-old investing program that is no longer exclusive? Keep your funds fluid and 100% tax-free for you or your heirs with no contribution limits and without ever losing your principal with Fortune DNA. Learn how to avoid the volatility of the market and put certainty back into your investing future. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
My blood work with my doctor is the best it's ever been, all my numbers. And this is the only supplement I take now. Whatever I'm doing, he said, keep it up.
We're landlords, and I have about three people moving in, and it's been very strenuous, but I have the energy to do it, thanks to, Balance of Nature.
My blood work has been getting better and better every 6 months, and I have no explanation for it other than I'm taking a Balance of Nature. All the numbers are always changing for the better, every blood test.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and bring up what however you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. That's where we're going to go to here in just a moment, where you can bring up what you want. And with you in the studio tonight, by the way, you've got Ian.
And nobody.
Plus, I want to make sure you know about Liberty. .menu. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you qualify to use Liberty.menu. It is at its core a site that allows the Liberty community to promote the things that they do. So if you've got a business, if you've got an event that you're involved in creating or promoting, maybe a digital content of some sort that you create and that you want to get out there, get on over to Liberty.menu, put yourself up on the map of options and locations. It's very, very handy, and it's free. So unless you don't want free publicity for your freedom-friendly business, then get on over to liberty.menu. And you can use code FTL on your profile and get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Again, it's free to use. Liberty.menu. As we go to your calls and thoughts, let's start with Blood. He's calling from the UK, where it is like 1 in the morning. Blood, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Wait, can you hear me loud and clear?
Very loud. Go ahead. You sound fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I want to talk to you today about Brexit, and I just want to prove all the people who voted for Brexit, I just want to name some points. Do you want to know what Brexit is?
Yeah, I think that's what I was going to ask you. Can you explain?
I know what Brexit is, but which side of it are you on?
Well, hold
on.
Before you tell us what side you're on, some of our listeners may not know what Brexit is. So if you want to go ahead and give us an explanation, I realize it's been a three-year-long process now, and it's ridiculously overcomplicated by the government, but what is Brexit?
So it's basically where where UK leave the EU, and where I don't know, I haven't read about the trading system, but I think I heard something about we can only trade, like trades are really restricted, so we'll obviously do shipping from America and stuff like that, but it's just that I really, really, really disagree with it.
Okay, so you're against leaving the EU.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
Now you sound a little on the young side. Were you able to vote on this, or was this? Are you too young?
No, it wasn't. Obviously, man.
It was a close vote, wasn't it? Wasn't it like 52% or 51%?
Yeah,
in favor of it. So, okay, what is it that you feel like is the good thing about staying with the European Union?
I just got the really bad side of it.
Well, what's the bad side?
The UK, let me give you a summary because I wrote this down. The UK has no plan for Brexit. Okay.
Has no plan.
So,
I thought this whole thing was, now look, I'm only here in the United States, right? I only hear occasional things about Brexit. Mm-hmm. I thought this whole 3 years was about figuring out the plan of how to leave the EU.
Yeah, but they actually did, in the end, in the outcome of it, they actually had no plan.
Literally.
No, I know after 3 years, I know that sounds quite like I'm saying, what's it called? I'm saying absolute lies.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, can I give you the summary? Okay, so George Bridges was a new prime minister in the Brexit department, created from scratch in 2016 when Theresa May became prime minister. A job she only got because the UK voted to leave the EU. So, Lord Bridges, George Bridges, in Parliament we have our own roles and stuff like that. So Lord Bridges, who was the junior minister, assumed that thinking about Brexit must be taking place somewhere else. So he said this. He said, "I was very much under the view that there would be somehow in number 10 a very small, very secret group putting together an almighty chart, a big plan of how we were going to negotiate and crucially what our overall objectives were." So the Prime Minister, rather like a Bond villain, would be sitting with a white cat on her lap, which is a big hand behind her. I love to say that the room existed, but I never found it. He wasn't the only one in Brussels. Top EU officials were waiting to see what the UK would propose. And this is what another saying. We thought that they are so brilliant, there will be in some vault somewhere in Westminster, a Harry Potter type book with all tricks and all the things in it to do.
So what you're saying is that they have been dragging their feet this whole time, and there's still no real plan on what they need to do.
Yeah, literally. Yeah,
well, here's
literally
what they should do: is just leave. Just leave the EU and figure it out after the fact.
Yeah, no deals, Mr. Bond. You don't need a deal.
Yeah.
Just get out from under their regulation. And then the reality is, whatever it is they say up front, they benefit from trading with you, and you benefit from trading with them.
That's right.
And, you know, and it would be foolish for either side to cut off trade. And hopefully they will not be foolish. But if they are foolish, there's a whole world that you can trade with.
Right. Yeah, unless the EU is going to put a physical blockade between the UK.
Which is not going to happen. It's militarily impossible.
Yeah, so the UK can always trade with the rest of the planet from North America to South America, you know, elsewhere. You know, ultimately, the European Union is closer, so therefore it's convenient to trade with them. And and it is in the best interests of both sides to have, you know, relatively open and free trade. But, of course, politicians love to get in the way of the people's best interest and instead put their own interests in the place, meaning the interests of the politicians and their buddies and promoting their, you know, helping their friends and punishing their enemies. And it's unfortunate that the people of the UK have been caught up in all of this political nonsense with this,
And they've been working really hard. I mean, the establishment wants the EU. And you know, they really want the EU, and they've been working really hard to scare people about it, is my impression, because, you know, they want a North American Union, they want a European Union, and then they want a world government
global
to
government
rule those.
Yeah, I gotta say, I support the idea of Brexit. I don't support the stupid political wrangling that's been going on for the last 3 years over it, but that's what you should have expected when it comes to governments. They take forever to do anything, and it's always going to be a disappointment in however it is they end up hashing all this out. So I want to say thank you, Blood, for the call tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you, and please feel free to keep us up to date as this thing continues. I don't think we've had a pro-Brexit caller on Free Talk Live.
Well, she's anti-Brexit.
Huh?
I thought.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I meant
she's a Remainer.
I think it's a he, but you could be right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I didn't get Blood's name. So I don't think we've had an anti-Brexiter. So this, you may be the very first person who's called in from that perspective. So we'd be happy to hear from you again on that in the future. It always makes me feel good when we actually have a young person call who doesn't want to say the F word on the radio. So thank you for that too. Really appreciate it. Thanks, Blood.
Restoring our faith in the what are they called again? Millennials.
That might have been a Gen Z. Sounded pretty young. Said he couldn't vote 3 years ago. So
okay.
He or she may not even be, you know, 18 or maybe just turned 18.
Gotcha.
So I think that's Gen Z. So I think Gen Z's like maximum age right now is like 20 or so, something like that. 18, 19, 20. All right, more coming up here. 855, 450, free if you want to join us on the radio. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After grueling hard work by firefighters and better weather conditions, the wildfires in California are becoming less threatening. some residents are now being allowed to return home after being evacuated from the Maria fire in Southern California. Crews are finally seeing some relief after a week of destructive, fast-moving fires that were strengthened by strong winds. The Maria fire, which is just north of Los Angeles, is still active, but no homes are in danger. Troy Swigert is with the Ventura County Fire Department.
Obviously, Mother Nature has its own agenda. We will respond to any of the greater threats as they come up.
Fire crews are positioned in key areas to deal with any changes, but for now, the wind has died down. Don't forget, daylight saving time ends at 2 a.m. Be sure to set your clocks back 1 hour. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Anything that you want here. We're on the live Saturday edition. We do this thing live every single night of the week, so you can always join us if it's between 7 and 10 o'clock at night. Pretty much a guarantee that we're going to be here doing this show, and you're welcome to join us there. Join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com, where you can download archives, you can watch us on the webcam, you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners in our Discord server. Just go to freetalklive.com to connect to all of those things. And good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great, but eating right all the time can be a challenge. Travel and work can get in the way, or maybe you just don't have the desire or time to shop and cook the right foods. Well, Balance of Nature can help. With just 3 of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and 3 of their veggie capsules, you'll get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that's a lot of nutrition. For a limited time, you can go and become a preferred customer with code FTL at balanceofnature.com, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. Plus, after your 3rd month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at balanceofnature.com. We go and continue with your phone calls and thoughts. Elizabeth is on the line in Virginia listening to WLNI-FM. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to you guys talking about the situation in Venezuela and the socialism and the effects it has on society. But
yeah.
And I'm a Republican. I'm a libertarian Republican, definitely more Republican. So I'm not saying this from a liberal Democrat standpoint at all. But I live as a third world refugee in a first world country. I'm disabled. I live with my daughter, who's also disabled, in a trailer. We're in a Cracker Barrel parking lot because of their graciousness to us.
Wow.
We have no heat or water. And I've got a bachelor's degree. I'm an educated person. But the way our society is set up, there is no opportunities to get up and on your feet once you've been homeless or ill and homeless. People think you are lumped together with mentally ill drug addicts and, you know, other degenerates, criminals, et cetera. Not the case. But, like, for example, the free market, right? You have landlords. I have a Section 8 voucher. I even had two Section 8 vouchers at one
time.
This
is not the free market. This is not a free market in the United States. It's a highly regulated, controlled marketplace. But anyway, go ahead with what you were saying. And Section 8 is welfare. So that's also not the free
market. No. Section 8 is a housing choice voucher where the taxpayers pay a portion through housing authorities of your rent, and you pay a third of your income. So
that's welfare program.
I guess you would call it that, but it's, I mean... Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's forced great wealth for redistribution.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, what?
It's forced wealth redistribution. Please, go ahead with what you're going to say.
Well, but for some people it's necessary, unless you want to see cities like Los Angeles with people
living
on
the street. Never necessary to use violence against your neighbor.
See, Los Angeles, if you look at California, they've got the most generous welfare state, and they're the worst state in the nation for poverty. So that hasn't helped them, and it never will, because the thing about welfare programs is they don't produce anything. So basically, yes, they enable people to consume, but they don't increase production.
That's true. And some people, like disabled persons, can't produce. And that's got something that I think we've lost sight of. And I'm not a socialist. Please hear me. I'm not a socialist. Mm-hmm. But there are aspects of socialism that benefit the poor. And in this country, if you're poor, you might as well be at a concert and have people trample you to death. Because that is what our society does to the poor. There is no... And Republicans are guilty, too, because there's no... comprehensive plan. I've written a list of ideas of how
do you think the poor are doing in Venezuela? I mean, if you think socialism benefits the poor, how do you think
No, I did not say socialism benefits the poor. I said there are certain aspects. For example, for myself, having finally obtained disability and medical insurance through Medicare, I was able to be stable enough to stay at a job for 4 years. And that's the longest I've ever worked. Now, in doing that, I've realized something. I'm 54 years old, and I've realized something. I am not a person who's meant to work at a job. I am meant to be self-employed. I am not. I don't have the temperament or the ability to go to work and sit in an office in a 9-to-5. If I had my own business, I'd probably work 100 hours a week. Mm-hmm. But I don't have that opportunity right now, living where I'm living.
Like to do? I mean, if you wanted to start your own business, what would be something you'd want to do?
Actually, I want to be an attorney right now. I've seen the dark side of landlords and how they treat people. And we're talking not just low-income families. We're talking moderate, you know, rents of $1,000, $1,200, $1,500 a month where landlords force people to live with mold, mice, other kinds of vermin. Apartments that are non-smoking are a joke. I have asthma, and non-smoking apartments are a complete joke. People smoke pot, they smoke cigarettes, and if you have asthma, you're going to have to move, and you're going to have to move again and again. And landlords, when you bug them about, hey, you've got to fix this, their thing is, you can leave, or they retaliate by raising the rent. And housing instability is huge in this country. And the voucher hasn't really helped. That's why we bought an RV, because it's not really, mediocre housing, mediocre to poor housing, landlords who won't fix things like they should, and you're fighting a uphill battle where the housing authority is going to refuse to let you rent a house because, you know, a light bulb's broken or something stupid. And So there's so much waste. I just chewed out the housing authority that I'm dealing with right now because they want a ridiculous busy work paperwork paper trail for some things, but they don't want to do their job, which is...
Okay, just to be clear, the housing authority is who?
The housing authority is a subcontractor of HUD, and what they do is they provide... They manage housing choice vouchers for a certain number of people, like, you know, in Chicago.
Is this a federal program?
So socialized housing?
Yeah.
So you're describing the problems of socialized housing. Is this government run?
People,
this is all government run.
Yes, and there are some people in the United States who cannot afford housing, and that's a reality.
Why do you think that is?
Well, mainly because of disability. The other reason is there are a lot of hidden disabilities. Like, this is where the socialist thing kind of comes into play a little bit with medical insurance.
So you think people can't afford housing because they're disabled?
Absolutely. When you can't work, how are you supposed to pay your rent? I mean, rents are outrageously expensive. And if you can work, but you can only work a minimum wage or menial job, where I live is a cheap town, okay? And rents are $800-$900 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Minimum wage is seven, I'm sorry?
$800 a month is high, correct?
It is high if you're living on $8-$9 an hour, absolutely.
Sure. Well,
one of the reasons why prices of houses are high
is because of government. Government has come in and they've made building a house more expensive than it has to be through all their government regulations, through all their government taxes and licenses and rules and hoop jumping.
Then you have to pay the property tax because renters do pay property tax.
They sure do.
Paid by the landlord. The
renters pay every penny of that property tax.
Yeah, because otherwise the landlord would just sell the place.
Correct, or they'd be losing money and they'd be insane, you know, to do that. So you've got all the regulations that make costs of housing, you know, more expensive than they have to be, and that also includes cities like Seattle and other places. Not just Seattle, it's not just big cities; it's small towns and others that have ridiculous rules on where you can build and how you can build and what you can build, and all these rules combine together to restrict artificially the amount of housing that can be built. So therefore, the housing market cannot expand at a natural pace with the demand in the marketplace, so there's not enough housing to host the people that need houses, so therefore the prices go up. You got all kinds of problems. They start with the government. I'm sorry, Elizabeth, but the government isn't going to solve it for you. There's more coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you. If you join us right now, you can. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also want to say thank you to David, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. That means that David is contributing $5 a month to the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. He's getting some cool perks for doing it, and he's helping us, most importantly, continue spreading the ideas of freedom and liberty and cryptocurrency and peace here 7 nights a week on and across broadcast radio, on, of course, podcast, direct download archives. We're on satellite, free-to-air satellite across Sub-Saharan Africa and North and Central America. There's a lot of different ways that you can listen to Free Talk Live. In fact, I think our satellite signal might even go so far as to cut into Venezuela a little bit. I'll have to check the coverage map on that one. But we definitely get Central and North America there. So if you want to help us out with more, getting Free Talk Live out there even more, go to amp.freetalklive.com. We appreciate that. Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. Olivia is in Arizona watching us on YouTube. Hello, Olivia.
Hey. I really love what Nobody said to the kid who has Tourette's. And something that I've always wondered is, why don't they teach self-defense in school as PE? Like, instead of having you just walk laps and waste time, why not teach every single kid self-defense techniques?
Well, they don't want you to be able to defend yourself against the state.
Yeah, no joke, huh? They want you to believe that you need the police to prevent your rape. Oh, wait, no, they don't do that.
Yeah, but it's certainly something that that my church encourages. It's a self-defense, being able to defend yourself as part of being a spiritually complete person.
That's awesome. Yeah, I called into Freer Talk Live last night. It's interesting, Ian, that you say you want more female co-hosts, because I called into Freer Talk Live asking how to move to New Hampshire, and I'd be interested, I'd consider it if there is a way to work that out. I don't know.
Well, step one is get to New Hampshire, and then step two is, you know, come around and meet some people, and we'll see what happens from there. I'd say if you're a liberty-oriented female who's not afraid of a microphone, there's a good chance, if you're living in the Keene area, we're going to invite you on. We got Angie on Wednesday nights.
And we know that you grok the principles. I mean, after we've been talking to you for a long time. So, I'd sit in. I'd co-host with you.
It's by no means going to, put a significant amount of food on the table. You know, there's a little bit of a stipend that we offer as kind of a courtesy to our co-hosts here, but it's not like an employment, full-time job or anything like that. So you'd have to figure something else out to, make sure you get your bills paid. But it's a fun thing to do.
Yeah, definitely. It'd be neat to learn, different things just to grow as a person. But I think nobody suggested Uber driving. That could be cool. But
Uber is finally available in little old Keene, New Hampshire. But I don't know if that's going to be full time either, because it's a small place, and there's actually a fairly robust cab marketplace here in Keene. I can think of at least a handful of different companies that are doing cab services in addition to the Uber and Lyft drivers that are around town. So I'm not saying I know what it's like, because Uber kicked me out before they started in Keene, because I was driving for Uber. I had a 5-star rating, and they got rid of me.
Yeah, they wouldn't hire me because I've got a conviction for selling weed. But
it was the haters that did it. They called Uber or sent them emails or something like that. So I saw them bragging about it on their hater group.
Oh, wow.
And Uber never bothered to tell me what the complaints were against me. They never gave me a chance to respond. They never asked me question number one about it. They put my account on what they call a wait list. So after I'd been driving and had 5 stars, it was, everything was fine with me. They put me on hold, and I tried to reach out to them multiple times over the 9 months that it took them to figure out that they wanted to break up with me.
Wow.
They said they would ask me if they had any questions, but they never did. There's different ways to make money. Anybody that's got the drive can, I think, make it work.
Yeah, I mean, there are plenty of places that hire here, and, anybody can work in a restaurant. And
sure.
It's not that hard to make rent doing that.
There's jobs up and down Main Street, too.
40 hours a week. Yeah.
Yeah, there's always jobs, hiring at various different levels. And speaking of driving a cab, I'm pretty sure Adventure Taxi's hiring constantly. I mean, there's a high turnover in that business.
So, really?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Olivia, was there anything else you wanted to share tonight?
Oh, I was just going to comment on Dave from New York's question. I think nobody hit the nail on the head, but honestly, if you give a compliment to anybody, I mean, this is the human thing. If you give a compliment, your vibe is that you're just a nice person, having a human experience with someone. It's gonna resonate a lot differently than if you come across as creepy or needy or like you're trying to intrude. I actually had somebody compliment me on my pants in Walmart one time. It was like late at night, and I had these Galaxy jeans on, and some guy was like, "Cool pants," and I was like, "Thanks." And it wasn't creepy. It wasn't creepy at all.
Where it looks like it's like a picture of the Galaxy on your legs.
Yeah.
But they were jeans.
Oh.
Yeah.
So jeans with painting on it. I've seen some
I've
things
seen
like
the
that.
Galaxy and, stuff, but it's always been like tights.
And yeah, the pants thing, if somebody's wearing something that's obviously distinctive, then that's different. But if somebody's wearing
just a pair of jeans,
a pair of jeans or a pair, or especially a pair of yoga pants, you don't want to say nice pants.
No, that would be weird.
No. Yeah, I've complimented a lady on her starry pants or whatever, the galaxy looking kind of. Those are cool. I've never seen them on jeans, though. So it's like the jeans material or denim or whatever, but it's got a graphics on it.
Well, you've seen painted on denim jackets, right?
If I come to New Hampshire, I'll bring them. I'll show you.
All right. Sounds good. I'll look forward to it.
Groovy.
Thanks, Olivia, for the call. Thanks for sharing that with us tonight. Appreciate it. Let's go to Cube on the line on the Discord server. Cube, you are calling from America. Go ahead.
Yo, what's up, man?
We're on the radio.
Oh, are we?
We are now. You are. Go ahead.
All right, epic. Yeah, I was just wondering, what are you guys' opinion on just Trump as a president? Like, what he's been doing recently?
What has he been doing recently?
Well, meeting up with all the people and all that. Oh,
you caught yourself there. We'll let you get. You didn't say it, so we'll.
He said shush.
Yeah,
I heard him. So, I mean, what do I think of Trump? I think Trump has done some good things. I think he's done some bad things. I think he's really a mixed bag. It's hilarious watching him troll the liberals. But at the same time, you know, he's talking about a law enforcement surge in the United States, and it's like, we've got plenty of laws getting enforced here. What we need is for law enforcement to back off and go back to just, you know, fighting actual crimes instead of, you know, worrying about what people are smoking and drinking. So very, very mixed bag. I think the border thing is foolish. I liked what he said before he was elected, that we shouldn't be in Iraq, because it was a waste of money, it was a waste of time, and it was a waste of American blood. But he's been in there 3 years. We're still in Iraq. And he doesn't need Congress for that. He doesn't need anybody's permission to pull those troops out of Iraq. And he's not doing it because he's been bamboozled by the neocons, I think. And so very, very mixed bag. For the record, I think Hillary Clinton would have been even worse.
Yeah. And she probably would have escalated wars and conflicts.
Yeah. And the thing is, I can simultaneously say that Trump is awful and that he might be the best president we've had during my lifetime. But
he's
still
certainly the most entertaining.
That's not good enough.
Thank you, Q, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, Trump, I would say, is the most entertaining president that I've seen in my lifetime. Like, I've been actually amused.
Yeah. He's got the stones to say things.
Yeah, he really doesn't seem to care.
Just horrify people.
Yeah.
And so that's fun to watch. He's the shock jock of the Howard Stern of president
politics. Yeah. We've given him credit where credit is due, and then we did that with Obama when he did a couple things right, like when he let some people out of prison at the end of his term.
Well, Obama just did do something right, which he actually called out cancel culture and said, jumping to reject people who say bad things on social media isn't activism.
Wow.
You know? And coming out against, you know, virtue signaling social justice warriorism, which
that's a surprise.
He's right. He's not wrong.
Yep. So that's what we'll do here on Free Talk Live. You know, we don't take one side or the other. If they actually do something right, we'll tell it. We'll praise them for it. It's rare that they do, though, because they're politicians and they're lying and you basically can't trust anything they say. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years. With experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.